It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, let's begin in Woodford County at the Woodford Theater and their production of Ain't Misbehavin'.
Yeah, this is one of those kind of typical stories that sometimes happens to local musical theater companies or theater companies in general, where they schedule a play or a show and find out that the rights have been pulled because a national tour went out. And in this case, Woodford Theater had originally planned to present Smokey Joe's Cafe, and the rights got pulled for that. And so they were trying to come up with something a little bit similar to replace it, and they came up with Ain't Misbehavin'. And in our article today in Weekender, the director, Kathy Rawlings, told Candace Chaney that she had some misgivings because Ain't Misbehavin' has been done a lot, and it's very familiar to folks, and she was really wanting to find, you know, a new way to present it, something new to do with it, to make it fresh. And so what she really went for is kind of a 1920s speakeasy feel, which is in fact the environment that Fats Waller did a lot of his performances in, and that a lot of his shows were presented in. And, you know, I was kind of noting that the speakeasy thing is kind of back a little bit in some urban environments like Brooklyn and stuff, so it kind of works well. But, you know, it's going to give the audience more of a historic context to where some of this music was created and became popular in.
Another production on stage this weekend, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike at Studio Players.
Right, and if you were a fan of Anton Chekhov, those names will automatically sound somewhat familiar to you as they derive from some of his works, except for Spike, of course. But this is a modern play kind of based on Chekhovian ideas. You have two siblings who have lived together in the family home for years, and the sibling that went off and became a success, Masha, comes home and says, I'm going to sell the family house because I've got a little bit of financial trouble and need to straighten, balance things out. And so you're going to have to find someone somewhere new to live. So it's, you know, it's a funny play. It's a Christopher Durang play. So of course there's a lot of humor in there and a lot of pathos. And it's the sort of thing where if you are a Chekhov fan, you will find things in there that will highly amuse you in the way he's spun them into a modern context. But if you are not, it really doesn't matter. It's a play about you know, people and their lives and handling aging and sort of what have you done with your life and questions like that. So play to serve a number of audiences there.
Moving on to jazz pianist and vocalist Les McCann. He's receiving an honorary degree from UK and also performing in town this weekend.
Yeah, Les McCann has become, you know, I think for a long time he wasn't doing anything around Lexington, and probably a lot of people forgot he was from here, but he indeed was, and, you know, it's had quite a successful career. You know, a real noteworthy song was kind of the protest song Compared to What, and he has come back on the scene a little bit here, both through a couple of performances and also through setting up kind of arts school or program out of the Lyric Theater in the East End. But he is coming back to get an honorary degree from UK this weekend. And he'll also be performing in his second annual Les McCann Juke Joint over at the Lyric Theater on Saturday night with T.D. Young and a few other notables. So another chance to hear from, you know, one of the real greats that came from Lexington.
And finally, another local boy does good, on his way anyway, Chris Stapleton, known, I guess, more for his songwriting, but he's released a new album.
Yeah, and, you know, Kentucky is kind of on a tear here with, you know, quite a number of artists that are going into sort of the country Americana genre, you know, not quite as big as radio country in terms of sales and stuff, but in terms of critical acclaim, your friend Sturgill Simpson there and Angelina Presley and Kelsey Walden and several folks, Sunday Best, you know, are doing really well. And now add Chris Stapleton to the list. He just released his solo debut this week, Traveler, and he's been getting rave reviews around the country. I know Ann Powers for NPR has a real nice write-up on him in NPR Music. And he's going to be, you know, in the midst of his release week, doing an in-store appearance at CD Central on Sunday afternoon. So if you've heard the album and are kind of excited about what's going on for him, it's a good chance to check him out.
I wonder why the Americana genre, or the alt-country genre, if you will, why it's so good to Kentucky musicians. It's kind of, we kind of are on a roll, huh?
We are, you know, and I mean, I think a lot of Americana, you know, sort of lends itself to the roots of country that, you know, artists like Loretta Lynn and Dwight Yoakam and folks like that, you know, who have come up over the years. And, you know, it seems like it kind of comes naturally to Kentucky musicians. And when you talk to them, I mean, certainly in Chris Stapleton's interview with Walter Tunis that we ran on Sunday, you know, he said he was well aware of the heritage and the artists who came there and came from his part of the state. He was born in Lexington but raised in Paintsville. But he was well aware of the music that had come from there and had listened to it and absorbed it. And, you know, I just think there's a quality that comes from Central and Eastern Kentucky that continues to renew itself each generation.
Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald-Leader, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.